The House Intelligence Committee is getting ready to convene for the second of two public sessions today in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Lawmakers will question Kurt Volker, the former State Department envoy to Ukraine, and Tim Morrison, a former National Security Council aide. Earlier today, they heard from Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and State Department aide Jennifer Williams, who is detailed to Vice President Pence's office. Both of them listened in on the July phone call between President Trump and the President of Ukraine and said they were made uncomfortable. Here's Committee Chair Adam Schiff.
If the President abused his power and invited foreign interference in our elections, if he sought to condition, coerce, extort, or bribe an ally into conducting investigations to aid his reelection campaign and did so by withholding official acts, a White House meeting, or hundreds of millions of dollars of needed military aid, it will be up to us to decide whether those acts are compatible with the office of the presidency.
Let's bring in Michelle Kellerman, who covers the State Department for NPR. And Michelle, as this afternoon's hearings get underway, give us a little context about Kurt Volker and Tim Morrison. What do lawmakers want to ask them?
Well, so Morrison has testified in his closed-door deposition already that he was on that call between Presidents Trump and Zelensky, and he didn't think there was anything illegal. So I think you're going to expect a lot of Republicans to keep talking about that aspect of his testimony. Right. And Kurt Volker, he's more of a central figure here because he was the U.S. envoy on Ukraine. He wanted the U.S. to show support for the new president of Ukraine. He knew that President Trump had a negative opinion about Ukraine. He knew that Trump's private lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, had the president's ear on this. So Volker was the one who facilitated contacts between Giuliani and the new Ukrainian government in hopes that this could improve the president's outlook on Ukraine. Volker even helped the Ukrainians draft a statement on investigations that Giuliani wanted. And he also said that he never thought that that was linked to security aid. So that's somewhere where Republicans are going to, boost that part of that aspect of the story, whereas Democrats will say, but others have suggested that there was a link between the investigations into the Bidens, politically motivated investigations, right, and security assistance. Right.
So there's definitely a lot there. I want to talk with you about what else we heard today. We heard testimony from Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and Jennifer Williams. Both of them heard that July 25th phone call, as we mentioned, between President Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart. And both of them testified that they were uncomfortable with it. What else did they say about that call?
Yeah, I mean, what Vindman said was he believes it's improper for the U.S. president to demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen and a political opponent. I mean, in that call, there was mention of the Bidens. Joe Biden, the former vice president's son, Hunter Biden, was on the board of an energy company. Williams, who's a foreign service officer on detail to the vice president's office, said she's listened to a dozen other presidential phone calls, and she said this one was particularly unusual because it involved a discussion of what appeared to be a domestic political matter. Those were her words.
And Michelle, how would you characterize, for those who weren't hanging on every word of, all of this morning's testimony, how would you characterize thumbnail what the Republicans seem to be concerned with, what the Democrats seem to be concerned with, and how each of the witnesses handled that? In some cases, the witnesses were almost like, beside the point. So the Republicans and Democrats each had their talking points they wanted to get across.
Right. So, I mean, the Republicans' argument is that, in the end, the Ukrainians didn't make any kind of announcement about politically motivated investigations, and they did get their aid. What these folks were talking about was how unusual this process was. I mean, these are both nonpartisan figures who have worked in administrations with both political parties. They know what's normal and what's not normal. And what appeared not normal to them was the president not talking about the need to fight corruption in general in Ukraine, but talking about specific cases that could help him politically.
Yeah, well, let's hear a little bit more of the testimony. Colonel Vindman opened his by addressing his father. This was a very sweet moment. This is at the very end of his opening statement. His father fled the Soviet Union, Ukraine, with Vindman and his twin and another brother after their mother died. They were toddlers at the time. And so he did a shout out kind of to his dad at the end of his statement. Let's listen.
Dad, I'm sitting here today in the U.S. Capitol talking to our elected professionals. Talking to our elected professionals is proof that you made the right decision 40 years ago to leave the Soviet Union and come here to the United States of America in search of a better life for our family. Do not worry. I will be fine for telling the truth.
Michelle Cullimane, your thoughts on that moment. He's sitting there in his dress uniform. This is somebody who has the Purple Heart. He has shed blood for this country. And yet we know that many of the supporters of President Trump on, you know, Fox News and elsewhere have been vilifying him, suggesting that he's not a patriot, that there's something unseemly about the fact that he was, you know, his family came from Ukraine.
Yeah, I mean, but he has this incredible personal story. You know, both he and his twin brother have served in the military, and both are serving in this White House. He calls him his little brother because he's 9 minutes younger, was in the hearing room there. And as you mentioned, you know, he's a Purple Heart recipient. He's a Russian and Ukrainian speaker who brings a lot of experience to the U.S. government and was very clearly patriotic, serving the American interests. And of course, this is the whole crux of the problem here is that, you know, he sees the U.S. interests as deterring Russia, supporting this new Ukrainian democracy. This has been the bipartisan U.S. policy for decades in this area. And it's not to, you know, what Rudy Giuliani was doing. That was this irregular channel. And that's what this whole story is about. Mm.
Yeah, Michelle, we, of course, most of the questioning was for Vindman, but we also heard from Jennifer Williams, as you mentioned. What were some standout moments from her?
Well, you know, she's, you know, also a bipartisan figure. She talked about how she started her government service in the Bush administration, first at the Homeland Security, and then she joined the Foreign Service. And she talked about serving both political parties and that she was there as a fact witness. She was also on this call and was worried about it, but she didn't raise concerns about it as Vindman did because she said her supervisor was on the call. There was also a question questions for her about Vice President Mike Pence because there was some talk about him going to the inauguration of the new Ukrainian president, again, to show support. But the president decided not to send Pence.
Yeah. We want to look ahead as well, as we said, to the testimony that's coming up. Kurt Volker, former State Department envoy to Ukraine, witness this afternoon. And the Democratic counsel today, Daniel Goldman, showed a text message sent by Volker to Andrei Yermak, an aide to the Ukrainian president. This is before, just before the July 25th phone call. And it said, assuming President Zelensky, Ukraine, convinces Trump he will investigate, get to the bottom of what happened in 2016, investigate the U.S. election, we will nail down date for visit to Washington. That seems pretty damning. And, you know, Volker's saying that there was an ask, you know, what Democrats would call a bribe. Why would Republicans want Volker to testify? Because he was on their list. What won't that come up?
Right. But, you know, like the way Vindman responded to that question, because this was brought up in his his testimony, was that it was clear that Zelensky was prepared for this call, that the president wanted him to talk about investigations and into Burisma in particular. And so that they were aware of the ask. And he talked about how there's this different power dynamic. You know, this is the president of the United States asking a country that is at war with its neighbor to make something like this. Volker, you know, as I said, he says that he felt comfortable dealing with this kind of side channel because he knew that the president had a bad attitude about Ukraine and he wanted to fix it. So he says that there was no linkage between the security assistance and investigations, but there was clearly some kind of linkage between this and the White House meeting, which is also part of the picture.
Right.
Yeah. You know, as we move through and we hear this next leg this entire afternoon very quickly, what will you be listening for specifically with Tim Morrison as we move forward?
Well, Tim Morrison actually was a short time in this job because Fiona Hill, who's going to be testifying later this week, was his predecessor. And you know, he took over during all of this time that we're talking about. So he was in a much shorter position in that job. I think Volker will be the more interesting one to watch here.
Well, clarify one thing, just one real quick. We only have a few seconds. You say he saw nothing illegal in the call, but didn't he go to his to John Bolton with concern about it?
Right. And we know that John Bolton was worried about what he called this drug deal that that Giuliani was working out.
And that's the person we're not hearing from for now. That's NPR's Michelle Kellerman. She covers the State Department. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
It's here now.